Weiter in Oraisa. We are in Yevamos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Mazda for those who finished not only Chagiga, and for those who finished all of Seder Moed. What an exciting, exciting time. We now start off Nashim, and let's go Yevamos. Now, a little bit of introduction to the idea of Yevamos. There's a few things that's got to be known. Number one, you see what's the whole concept of Yibam. If you have a man is married to a woman, and this man has a brother, so let's go with like simple. I first want to apologize to all the Shvatim, all the Avos and the Imos for using all their names like crazy during this, but here we go. So if you have two brothers, let's say Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is married to a woman, let's call her Sarah, and then Reuven dies, what happens is, and they have no children, then Sarah now is meant to go and marry Shimon, Reuven's brother, that's called Yibam. And we know there's an issue, there's the Isser of Eshes Ach. A man is allowed to marry his brother's wife. However, it gets pushed aside for something known as Yibam, or if they don't want to do that, they do something called Chalitza. It's a ceremony in order to separate from one another. Now, that is what's known as Yibam. And Yibam only occurs if the brother is the brother from the same father. Even if it's a brother from another mother, it don't matter if there is or isn't. What matters is that it's a brother from the same father. The Mishnah now is going to talk about 15 cases we're about to see about when Yibam does not happen, when it's not allowed to happen. And one more point that we're going to have to throw in here, a lot of mini introductions that are going to go along throughout this Masechta, and that is that we know, Me'ikra Adin, a man is allowed to marry more than one wife. You get him more than one wife? So in our case of Reuven married to Sarah, let's say he's married to two women, Sarah and Rivka. And let's say for some reason, one of them is not able to be married to Reuven's brother, Shimon, because of an erva. For example, we'll go through a lot of them, but we're going to see 15 of them. But let's say Reuven's brother, Shimon, has a daughter, and that is Sarah. So his wife is really his niece, which is totally fine. And he marries another woman as well, that being Rivka. Then, since if Reuven dies, Sarah is not allowed to marry her own father, which is Shimon, therefore Rivka is not allowed to marry, doesn't do it either. It's off the hook of doing Yibam or Chalitza, let's just go out and the mutter to marry in the shuk. Says the Mishnah, Chamesh Esrei Nashim Potros Tzoroseyan. Tzoroseyan is the co-wives, that Sarah is known as a co-wife. So there are 15 situations where 15 women are exempt their co-wives from having to do Yibam or Chalitza. Vitzaros Tzoroseyan. Not only the Tzoros, but the Tzoros Tzoroseyan. What does that mean? Well, let's say we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. And again, Reuven marries Shimon's daughter, Sarah, and another daughter named Rivka. Then what ends up happening? Reuven then dies. And now they fall to Yibam to Shimon and Levi. Obviously, he can't do it to Shimon because Sarah is his daughter. So therefore, Rivka is also off the hook of doing that as well. But they now fall to Levi. Now, let's say Levi ends up marrying Rivka, who was the other wife that wasn't related to anyone. And then he marries another woman as well. Rachel. So he's married to Rivka and Rachel. Rivka was to the original brother number one, right? It was wife number two to brother number one. And now there's marries that woman, Rivka, and Rachel, who's totally new in the picture. If Levi then dies, let's say there's another brother, Yehuda, so Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. If Levi now dies, and now they fall to Yibam, Reuven's already dead, so he's not in the picture. Levi's now dead, so it's left to Shimon and Yehuda. So it can't fall to Shimon because since Rivka was the Sarah of Sarah and off the hook, she now extends that to the next one and she's going to be off the hook also from Shimon, but it rather fall to Yehuda. If there's no other brothers there, then they would go free. Okay, let's see the first Rashi of your Chamesh Yisrei Noshim Potzu Sarah saying, can the Tani Seifa, like the Seifa is going to say, Shem Harisa Achas Ben Nesua La'achiv, if one of them is married to the brother, Velo Isha Achas, he has another wife, Omesa Belo Banam Shteim Ptuas, and he dies without any children, both of them are going to be part of the time, the Gemara is going to explain the reasoning for that. So, again, Chamesh Yisrei Noshim Potzu Sarah saying, Tzor Sarah saying, Min HaChalitza, Min HaYibam, from doing Chalitza or doing Yibam, right, or Yibam, at Sof Ha'olam, until the end of the world. Rashi says, we're going to explain what that means. Like we said, that you had Sarah and Rivka, and then you had Rivka and Rachel, and that can continue to Rachel and and Leah, and that can continue to Leah and Sprinzi and Sprinzi and Gestetl and all that stuff. Okay, Vieluain, let's talk about 15 cases. Number one is Bito, that would be his daughter. If Reuven married his brothers, say, let's say you have brother number one and brother number two. Brother number one marries brother number two's daughter and another woman. So the one is up happening. So since the brother one dies, brother two can't marry his own daughter. Therefore, the woman's off the hook and both of them are off the hook. That's Bito. Then you have Bas Bito. That'll be his daughter's daughter. Let's say Reuven married Shimon's granddaughter. That's the same issue. It's going to be off the hook and whoever goes along with it. Bas Bino. Let's say Reuven marries Shimon's son's daughter. And then also another woman, both of them are going to be off the hook and be no chalitza with them. Bas Ishto, what happens if it's his wife's daughter? That is, that Shimon is married to someone else. So if Reuven, Shimon is married to somebody, let's call her Shaniqua, and they have a daughter, Latifa. So Shimon and Shaniqua have Latifa. I'm sorry, they don't have Latifa. Latifa came into the marriage with Shaniqua. And don't worry, all conversions were done by the proper Beis Din. And now Latifa ends up marrying Shimon's brother. So it's not really his daughter, but it's his stepdaughter. Still, that's going to knock him off from it. Ubas Bina, or her son's daughter. That is, Shaniqua has a son, Jamal, who has a son. Let's say that's Latifa over there. The same case. It's going to be as well off the hook. Ubas Bita and her daughter's daughter. Her daughter's daughter. Right, Shimon's wife's daughter's daughter. Chamoso. Or we're dealing with the case that Reuven's married, Reuven and his brother Shimon. Shimon has a mother-in-law. And Reuven marries Shimon's mother-in-law. And then he dies. And another woman. Then he dies. And then both of them are going to have to hook, her and her tzara. Ve'im chamoso, and his mother-in-law's mother, that would fall into the same category. That's case number 8. Case number 9 is ve'im chamiv, and his father-in-law's mother as well. This is case number 9, ve'im chamiv, and his father-in-law's mother. I'm going to do the Rashi's in just a moment. His father-in-law's mother, and that is that if Reuven had a father-in-law, and that father-in-law had a mother, and she goes and marries his brother, and his brother marries another one also, and then they end up the brother dies, so he doesn't do a yibum or chalitz on that. Achoso me'imo. Now let's talk about this is the his sister from his mother. You know, let's do that Rashi now before we go further. Rashi says, Ve'im chamos ve'im chamiv, and that is that if his brother married his mother-in-law's mother or his father-in-law's mother, shteim asuras lo, both of them are asur to him, yishum erva. Kedichsiv, ervas isha ubita lo segale. And that is that I am not allowed to marry a woman and her daughter, as bas bina ve'as bas bita. Ve'ish bechlal zeh chamosos includes the mother-in-law, ve'im chamosos, the mother-in-law's mother, ve'im chaviv, and the father-in-law's mother. Kedem afarish be'ilo nisrafen, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Ubito dehacha bebito me'anusaso. This we already explained, but when you talk about the daughter, his daughter in the first cases, it's talking about bito me'anusaso from someone that he raped, kamairi. And then he had a daughter. V'chein bas bito v'bas bino is also talking about the ilu bito me'ishto. If we're talking about his daughter from his wife, hainu bas ishto, that's the case of his wife's daughter. Dekevan, because since the chesiv says napasik isha ubita lo shnam imeno lo shnam ishacher, it doesn't matter if it's from him or if it's from another person. Both of those cases are going to be the same situation. But his daughter from when he raped someone, that we don't learn from here. The isha yidei kedushin mashma. It sounds like it's talking about through marriage. Shu ishos umikra achrina nafka k'tumafas v'gemara. From another pasuk we learn from, like we learn in the Gemara. Okay, then we move on to go to the case of achoso meimo, his sister from his mother. What does that mean? That means that Reuven
has, well, let's say I have a brother, okay? I have a brother named Bob, and we have the same father, but we don't have the same mother. And then what happens is that my mother ends up having a baby with somebody else, and now my brother has no relationship to that person, right? Because that's just, to my brother, what is it? It's his brother, meaning me. It's my half-sister, but it has nothing to do with him. He doesn't share father or mother with that woman. He marries that woman, and then he dies. So that's a chosam imo that has nothing to do with it, and nothing to do with it, and therefore there's no yibum in such a case. She's usher to me. Says Rashi, a chosam imo shenises la'achiv, she marries my brother, me'avir, from my father, umes, and then he dies. V'chein is similarly a chos imo, which we're going to see in a minute. That's the next case that talks about. Achos imo means that my mother's sister, if my half-brother marries my mother, where we don't seem to share the same mother, that marries my mother's sister, that's also a problem for me to have a relationship with. And that's what Rashi says, V'chein achos imo, shenise shenasa achiv me'aviv, she'ein chiyav yibam ella be'achiv mina'av. There's no chiyav of yibam except for if it's the brother from the father. That's what it has to be. That's talking about my brother from the father. The pasuk says, "Ki yashvu, ki yeshvu achim, achim yachtov." When brothers sit together, "V'alfinim achu, achva achva mibnei Yaakov." Gezir shavu from that of the brothers of Yaakov. Malaholin hein min ha'av. They're brothers from the father, but not necessarily from the mother. Afbi shein minaim hachanami loshna. Here too makes no difference. V'achosim we said v'achos Ishto, or my wife's sister. That's I'm never allowed to marry my wife's sister. So if my brother marries my wife's sister, you have two brothers married two sisters, then I'm not allowed to marry her. This is going to pater her and her tzara. The Ashes Achiv Me'imo, and also let's say the wife of my brother from the mother. We share the same mother, but we have a different father. Rashi says, The Ashes Achiv Me'imo, Shemes V'Nasa Achiv. Me'aviv. Okay, this is quite the case. What are we talking about here? It says Rashi, Ve'eshes achiv me'imo, that is, shemes, that, okay, we'll spell the case like this. I'm looking in the Masifta over here. This is number Chafalf, if you want to look at the actual picture over here. You have two couples. You have Leah and Yaakov. Okay, they get married. Yaakov marries Leah. And you also have another couple, Avram and Rachel. Okay, everything's great. Leah and Yaakov end up having a son named Shimon. Avram and Rachel, they have a son named Yitzchak. So far, nobody is related to anyone over here. What happens is that one of those couples there, Avram, ends up dying. So now Rachel is open to the shuk. So Yaakov decides to marry her. Vanasa Yaakov is almanoso, his almana Rachel. So now Yaakov's married to Leah and to Rachel, and everything's great. Remember, Leah and Yaakov, they had a kid Shimon, Rachel and Avram, they had a kid Yitzchak, they're not related at all. But now Yaakov marries Rachel, making Yitzchak his stepson, and now Shimon and Yitzchak are stepbrothers. Okay, now, they end up having a kid together, Yaakov and Rachel. They have a kid named Reuven. And then what happens? Yitzchak ends up going ahead, who's the brother of Reuven from the same mother. He marries a woman named Rivka. Okay, everything's great and dandy. Umesis, look, then he dies. Vinasa Shimon is Almanosa. And Shimon ends up marrying the Almana. He marries Rivka. Remember, Shimon is half or stepbrothers with Yitzchak. They have really no blood relationship. He marries Rivka. And he also marries another woman named Sarah. But then Shimon dies without any children. And these women fall in front of Reuven to go and do Yibam. What's the din? Rivka, who was the wife of Yitzchak, which is Reuven and Yitzchak were brothers from the same mother, is Ptura from Chalitza and Yibam because of Eshes Achiv Me'imo. Eshes Achiv Me'imo. And therefore, Poteris also Sarah, her Tzara, from because of Sarah Zerva. Wow. Let's read Rashi. So it says, Ve'eshes achiv me'imo shemes, v'nasa achiv me'aviv, shahisen nachris etzlo. There wasn't a relationship at all over there. Umeshi dies below bottom without children. So everything I just said with names. V'nafil fle yavim zeliyim, the falls for them to do yavim. Asur lo, it's going to be asur, v'shahisa eshes achiv me'imo, because it's the wife of his brother from the same mother. Tchila, first. V'asur lo olam, it's always going to be asur. D'chsev, the pasuk says, ervas eshes achicha v'darshinan la v'perek ha'ba'al yavim to adafton heim abe, anam an alf, achicha bein min av bein min ha'em. Next case, beep, turn the page. Beis on beis. V'eshes achiv shelo haya be'olamo. This is case number 14. So now, what's the case? Very straightforward. We have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Okay, they're brothers. And Reuven gets married to Sarah. Reuven then dies. He has no children. And now, Sarah falls to Shimon to go and do Yibam. But then afterwards, another brother is born. Reuven and Shimon have another brother named Levi. What's the din? Levi will never be able to do Yibam to Sarah, his oldest brother, or say Reuven's oldest brother, that he never met because he died before he was born, to his wife, because it's called Eshes Ach, and he never had a heter of Yibam because he wasn't alive at the time. So the Isser of Eshes Ach was never a puck, it never came off. It only comes off by Yibam, that never happens. So what happens now is that when Shimon ends up dying, after he married Sarah and Rivka, now they fall to Levi, but Levi can't have any of them because of the fact that Sarah is Eshes Ach, and the heter never came over there, so that's Eshes Achiv Shelohaya Be'olam, that wasn't in the world at the time. And that is, Rashi spells out, Eshes Achiv Shelohaya Be'olam, Kagon Reuven Shemes Below Bottom. Reuven died without any children. V'nolad Lo Ach La'achar Misa V'shmo Levi. Va'amad Shimon v'yibun ishto v'levi v'lo ishaches is another wife also who makes below bottom. He does not children. V'nafu shteim l'fnei Levi, both them fall into the of Levi. Shteim p'tuos, they're both p'tuos from doing yibun or chalitza. L'fi she'eshes Reuven she'niseis l'shimon, that the Reuven's wife who married Shimon is aser l'levi v'anush karis alea. L'fi she'eshes ach b'karis k'shar arayos she'beparsha. D'chsev b'kulu ki kol asher yase mikol ha-to'eva se'elu v'nichrusu. B'makom mitzvahs yibam, but if it's a mitzvah of yibam, kishameis b'lo banim, sharia rachmana, the Torah then allowed it and matered it. V'eishas achiv, sholei ba'olamo, shameis kodom le'idasu. He died before he was born, lo shara le'id, it wasn't matered. D'chsev ki yeshvo achim, Achim Yachtov, when they're together. Shahaisalem Yeshiva Achas Balam. They had a time when they were in the world together. Vilkach Mishames Reuven. When Reuven died, Nesar Alevi Isser Olam. It's always going to be Aser. Ke'eshes Ach, like Eshes Ach, She'esh Labanim, like the Eshach that has children. Vafilo Achshav Shanafel Lefanav, even now when it falls in front of him, Mikoach Nesue Achiv Shimon, even though it falls to him because of the Koch of the brother, Shimon's marriage, Shayab Olamo, Asir Olam Ishil Reuven, it's going to be Aser because of Reuven. Ukashim Shi, yes, Sura Lo, so to the co-wife is going to be Aser of Shimon's. That if they fall to him with their tzarasein, shishteim p'turos, both of them are going to be pater. V'im nasan anush karis, if they marry, they're going to be karis. Shemachas apatcha nakasav omedes alav be'isr eishasach, shesh lobatim, it's still in the isr as of their brother has existence. V'kalaso, in the last case over here is his daughter-in-law. I will not be able to ever be with my daughter-in-law. Rashi says, Kalasa Shemes Beno. Let's say, Shemes Beno, Venasa Achiv Kalasa. So let's say you have a man, and his son gets married to a woman, then his son dies, and Venasa Achiv Kalasa, and his brother marries his daughter-in-law. Asura Loli Olam, Afil Achim Yisus Beno. It's always answered to him, even after the death of his son. Says the Gemara, Hari Elu Potros, all of these cases, Potros Sarasayim, Vatar Sarasayim, and Chalitim, and Yibim, Ad Sof Ha'olam. So he's going to pat them, Ad Sof Ha'olam. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.